the evening star has been missing since July of 2015. We've missed her. The blaze of Venus in evening twilight has been a beloved sight for countless centuries, and an obsession for cultures as disparate as the Babylonians and the Maya. Our sister planet has instead been lurking either invisibly on the far side of the sun, lost in glare, or else as a morning star, gracing the pre-dawn heavens for early risers, insomniacs, and those on the graveyard shift. But that's changing right now. These past few weeks, you may have already glimpsed Venus. She's that single, super bright star, low in evening twilight, soon after sunset. The planet hovers to the upper left of the exact sunset position, in Sagittarius. But no need to know stars and constellations. Or for that matter, you don't even need to look for Venus. She will find you. That's why, these days, when someone starts a sentence by asking me, "What's that?" I just say, "Venus," and don't even wait for the end of the sentence. During the next 2 months, Venus will gain both brilliance and elevation each evening at nightfall. If you're out taking a stroll or returning from work during this time of early sunsets, she'll catch your eye. As a bonus, Venus will perform several eye-catching conjunctions. Look for it to hover spectacularly to the left of the crescent moon on Friday evening, December 2nd, and to dangle below the moon the next night, Saturday. Then during December, January, and February, she will double in brightness, gain even more height, and have some more conjunctions with the moon and with Mars, too. The best is yet to come. Why not grab a seat in the evening star reviewing stand right now, the next clear evening, for a sneak preview? Venus often inspired the Maya to perform human sacrifices. Since these days, most municipal ordinances discourage such exuberance, our own price of admission is not as steep. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.